This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
In this podcast, I'd like to speak about the Hebrew concept of shalom. Shalom is the Hebrew word for peace, and it's a very important concept for the Israelites. We can see that in the fact that the most important city for the Jewish faith was Jerusalem, Yerusalem, which literally means the city of peace. We also see it in the fact that one of the great kings of Israel was named Solomon. His name also means the peaceful one. And so this idea of peace, God's peace, is very important. But shalom is not simply the absence of war. It's much more profound than that. Shalom means a healing of all the wounds of creation. And what is the greatest wound? That caused by sin. Sin created division between us and God, us and each other, and even us in creation. We see that in the story of the first sin. Remember how Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, something they were forbidden to do by God. And when they eat that fruit of the tree, they recognize that they're naked and they hide from God. The one person in the universe who loves them more than anything, they hide from him. And so there's a rift between us and God created by sin. There's also a rift between us and each other. Remember how God asked Adam, why'd you do it? And Adam blames Eve. The person who was created to be his companion, he throws under the bus. And then there's even a rift between us and creation. Remember how when God asks Eve, why'd you do it? She blames the snake. Shalom is the healing of all those divisions, those rifts. And it begins by having the proper relationship with God. We don't have to go out looking for God somewhere in nature or wherever. Sometimes we can find him there. But St. Augustine tells us the most important place to find him is in our own heart. Because the Holy Spirit's in our heart, revealing to us who God is. That God is the one who loves us to death. And when we have that proper relationship with God, we can have the proper relationship with each other. We can treat each other with sacred respect, no longer trying to use others as objects or abusing them, but rather treating them with the same respect that we hear in the old Jewish saying, in front of every human being flies a host of archangels who proclaim, fall on your knees before the image of the living God. And we can even heal the rift between us and nature. That nature was created as a sign of God's goodness, a gift to us. And it's been abused by the way we've tried to manipulate it, use it for our own needs or our own wants. Well, in Isaiah, we hear that when there's shalom, the lion will lie down with the lamb. In fact, they say that if you do a 30-day silent retreat, by about the 8th, 9th day, wild animals will start approaching you because they can sense the peace inside. But possibly the greatest peace that we receive when we have shalom is the peace in our own hearts. We stop judging ourselves so harshly. We stop hating ourselves for what we are, and we embrace it and we live it in God's peace. May God give you shalom.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.